Hey guys, welcome back to episode 2 of Table Talk with Shanti Helena. So I hope you guys enjoyed my last mini intro, but I want to talk about some stuff that I'm so tired of women talking about in 2022. It seems like, and I'm just going to be very transparent, open and honest, it's like the roles has changed. Like, men expect for women to be the men in the household, and the men become the woman. I'm gonna say woman in the household, right? And pretty much what I mean by that, it's like, okay, backstory, right? So my grandfather, bless his soul, he passed away about 3 years ago at 96 years old. You know, back in time, men was the king of the house, the breadwinner, bring the bacon home and so forth, right? And women back in time would stay home, take care of the children, and nurture their husbands, support them, and pretty much be there for them full-fledged 100%. Well, as time went on leading up to today, those gender roles pretty much are changing. Now, don't get me wrong, right? I'm not a housewife type of woman, right? I get bored very, very easy. I tested that out, and unfortunately, I did not like it, right? So I'm just noticing that men is just like, don't want to do nothing. Like, they want to put all the pressure on a woman to figure it out and pay all the bills, put the stress on them, have them raise the kids, cook and clean, go to work, run a business. And it's just like, they just sit back and just like, kumbaya. And my issue is, don't get me wrong, everyone has their problems, and you know, you have your up seasons and your down seasons, and there's nothing wrong with a woman holding her house down. I'm so not against it at all. But when it becomes a repeated pattern nonstop, a woman will end up side-eyeing the guy like, hold on, wait a minute. This is becoming like a system. Like, this is you, right? I'm just noticing, just like going through social media and stuff or whatever, like, and just talking to friends, family, I've experienced it in the past in general, where men now in 2022, they want the woman to bring the bacon home. They want the woman to pay the bills. They want the woman to be the housewife. They want the woman to be the wife. They want the woman to be the girlfriend. They want the woman to cook, clean, do this and do that. And they pretty much don't want to do anything. Or when they do something, they just pretty much get in where they fit in, right? But at the same time, they want to have that authority figure in the household, because why? They are a man. And a lot of men get mad at women and be wondering why women don't respect them eventually in their relationships, because it's just like, why should I respect you as a man and you're not acting like a man? Like, you're not doing what a man's supposed to do, protect and serve, right? And so if I'm protecting and serving as a woman and doing what I have to do and stressing and doing everything above and beyond times 10, why do I need to have a respect for you? And I just feel like that's the ongoing issue that I just don't understand. And what men need to understand is that women, we are strong. We most definitely can do like a million things at once. But you have to understand to not put too much pressure on us. Like, men just expect for women to be Superman and Superwoman times 10 with Incredible Hulk and fucking Batman all in one. While they is fucking shit, I don't know, Arthur. I'm just making joking off a cartoon. But they just put extremely, extremely high expectations on us and expect for us to do it all. And then the crazy part, what I don't like is, and I see this a lot and I've experienced this before, men like to take credit for what a woman has done. And when I say that, it could be like a big financial purchase, like a house or a car, jewelry, get their body done or whatever, right? And the reason why I'm saying this is because I've experienced this before. Men feel like, okay, we together as a team, so if my woman goes out and go buy this Jaguar truck, or I'm gonna say jewelry truck, it doesn't matter, a big expensive thing, right? And that woman has worked her ass off to make sure it happened. The man automatically thinks, well, let me go ahead and go out there and praise what she did, but I'm gonna flip the script like I did it. It's like they want to take credit. And I think the reason why they want to take credit for the accomplishments that a woman has done is to make themselves feel good, but to also make people look at them like, dang, he got it going on, he doing this for his girl. But whole time the woman is behind all of this, making it happen. Now when you're in a relationship, I'm sure you don't want to bust your man bubble and be like, no, he did not do this, no, he did not do that. You just kind of go roll with the punches. Okay, I'll let you get away with it here and there. But when it becomes a repeated cycle, what men don't understand is, looking at it on the outside, people like, well, damn, he doing all of this and doing all that, then what the hell is she doing? That's the thing. Like, in reality, she's doing everything, but she's not trying to embarrass her partner to let the world know that this person has not contributed to my success. Now, don't get me wrong, it would have been different if, let's say, this person bought a big expensive thing or started this business and their partner supported them financially, mentally, spiritually through the process. Then yes, we would not mind for our man to take some sort of credit part of that adventure that we have explored. But don't take credit for something that a woman has truly done on her own and also came to you on multiple occasions to ask you to be part of this process and you decline. That's a problem. And I'm sorry, it's a lot of bitchiness going on with these men today. These men are not the same. And I felt like, and I'm not trying to gear this show towards a man bashing, because I love my women too, but we got some problems to work on with ourselves as well. But I just feel like I would just wish that men can be the providers, be the protectors like they were born to be. Like, they're the lion, right? And women, we are here to serve you and also follow you as well. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, it's 2022. Women do have their own mind. We are more and a little bit more vocal than how times has changed. However, allow us to follow you, you know. And like I said, don't get me wrong, our relationships, and you know, you're gonna have your ups and you're gonna have your downs, but I just feel like these men is not built the same like how they used to be. And I get it, times change and everything, but at the same time, it's like men are looking for women to fully covertly like take care of them, saving them 24/7, going above and beyond. But it's like, can that woman come in return and ask those in return from you, like investing into her business, paying all her personal bills off, paying for trips, paying if she want to get her body done, paying to get her hair and nails done? It's like, men want all of that but don't want to put nothing in return. Now me, I can say this, like, my ideal person that I will have in mind that would be perfect for a woman in today's society is to allow her, you know, if she wants to work a job, that's fine. Nothing against working, because I'm a working woman. I'm a W-2 and a 1099, right? Allow her to work. Allow her to help contribute to the household. And that can just be paying utility bills or something like that. But the man is supposed to, me, in my opinion, supposed to be the provider, the protector. If something goes wrong where money is not available, it's okay to reach out to your spouse, you know, to ask for help. But when it becomes a repeated cycle, nonstop, 24/7, that's when it becomes a problem. Because it's like, okay, dude, I've been holding this relationship down, this marriage down, or whatever, a situationship down for X, Y, and Z many years. And it's like, what are you doing in return? It's like, subconsciously as women, we don't pay attention. We just do, because we're just used to doing and getting stuff done. And then after a while, once it become a cycle, it become like, oh, this is like what's expected from me, we kind of sit back and we was like, okay, hold on, what's going on? Why is it that I'm now noticing that I'm doing X, Y, and Z in this relationship. I'm paying for everything. I'm saving us. It's like, well, can I come to you with that same energy? And of course, a cliche, what a man would say, I'll do it if I have it. I'll give you the world. But it's like, you never fucking have it, bro. Like, how are you going to do it if you never fucking have it? So, of course, you would give it to me if you have it, possibly. But how would a woman even know that her partner will actually contribute to her and bless her and put seeds into her as she do for him if he's never even been in that position? Now, I've seen in her situations where men have been finally put in that position to do the ginger rug, where the man would be a man, take care of the household, you know, be the king of the house, and still would not pour and sow into their woman. After this woman has given them all, invested into their careers, went above and beyond, and when the tables are turned, they don't do in return. They do what they want to do with their money. They spend their money how they want to spend it. And it's just like, I just feel like that's just not fair. And when it comes down to marriages, I feel like, with, if you guys do some research, right, finances and communication, based off my research, and I could be wrong, I'm just going off what I read online, is the biggest reasons why people get divorced. It's mostly for finances or whatever. Infidelity is the smallest thing, but I feel like finances and communication is super, super important when you're dating someone, and also just marrying. Like, marriage is very important. Like, I feel like when you're dating someone, you can get rid of them anytime you want, even if you have a child with them. Like, you're not legally bound with them at all. But when you're like married, that's like a whole nother ball game. Like, that's a whole nother level. And I feel like before you get married, it's imperative that finances have to be a discussion in your relationship. Now, speaking from a personal experience, in case you guys do not know, I was recently engaged a day after my birthday in February. And I just personally feel like things that was going on in my relationship when we were like quote unquote boyfriend and girlfriend, certain things, you know, myself and my spouse probably would not be able to get away with once we get married. So, speaking from personal experience, as I mentioned, I just feel like finances and communication is like super, 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 super important when it comes to a marriage. And I feel like if it becomes an ongoing issue, yes, love is strong. You can love a person, you can care about them, but if they're not, to me, looking out for you and your right well-being and not protecting you, not being a man of the household and doing what they have to do to protect the spouse and the family, then eventually that woman is going to break down. Like, she's going to stop doing certain things that she used to do. And it's only a matter of time where A, the woman can leave, or B, the woman can step out, or C, she'll just be sitting there thinking of a master plan. But I can honestly say that it's just not going to last long. And I just want men, you know, in 2022 moving forward, like, start listening to your queen. Like, start investing into her, start motivating her. And I understand we're going through a recession right now and money is tight from in all angles. Gas going up, food going up, everything is going up. Everything is like freaking expensive as hell, right? But women love to hear their partner, good morning, bae. How was your day going? Is there anything I can do to assist you with this process? What can I do? Like, sometimes we kind of need that prep talk or a helping hand. Even though we may say no, it's a thought that counts, right? And then even being a man, you know, if you have financial problems and stuff going on, right? I just feel like it's much easier for a man to get a job than a woman. And that's just my opinion from personal experiences. Like, help your woman out. Like, don't put all of that pressure on her. Like, that's just not cool, because a woman is human too. We can only endure and take so much in at the end of the day before we explode. Now, when we explode, we crazy, we emotional, we nagging, but no, that is a build up. So, men, can y'all please get it together? Like, if you listen to this podcast show and if you ever felt like you put too much pressure on your woman, loosen up that strap. Try to help her more. Try to listen more. Try to be there for her more. If you can't be there for her financially, I'm gonna tell y'all a secret. support goes a long way. And also us seeing a man trying. If I see a man trying, like really, really trying, like I'm seeing this firsthand, offbeat in my fucking eyes, like I'm gonna give you props for that because you're trying. But when we don't see a man trying to move forth and do the best that they can do, that's when a woman pretty much pull out, and it's only a matter of time when she's going to depart from the relationship, situationship, marriage, or whatever category you want to label yourself in. She's going to depart from it. So as I say, I need y'all men to do better. These ginger roles has to reverse some type of way, because there's too many women out here bossing up. Like, and I think that's why a lot of women is like bossing up overnight, because it's like I gotta do what I gotta do type of attitude, because I don't have no support from my spouse. I don't have a support from my family. I don't have support. So, and don't get me wrong, that could be one of them, but it does have a little bit far as that motivation or whatever. But man, just do better, you know. And I'm gonna talk about the women too. Like, I'm not gonna bash men, but you know, like I say, I'm very diversified on all my shows. I try to be in the middle and speak on both sides, but I just know from my personal preference, from my views, personal experience, and just what I've been seeing on social media, men want women to take care of them by all capacity. They want the women to figure it out. They want us to go get the bacon, to go get the fish, to go get the bread, to take care of the house, to work, to cook and clean. It's like, when does a woman have a break to just say woosa? It is hard. So I'm not gonna hold you guys all day. Something quick and cute. Please feel free to share my show. You know, you can email me, comment, like, let me know what you guys think. And thanks for tuning in to the Table Talk Podcast Show.